decided today, because of the way we're working up to Pentecost, to do our Sabbath Bible study to get caught up on that. We're a little bit behind because of the various activities we've had, and I thought it would be appropriate to be able to go over and finish up the Matthew's second discourse in chapter 10 of the book of Matthew. We've been covering this now for a time, and I'm taking extra time to go over it, and I plan to do that again today. Bring out things that are implied. And we saw that in Matthew 10, he's sending out the 12. And at the beginning of the chapter, it mentions and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Then the next couple of verses are the names of the 12. And he called apostles. As mentioned, that's the only place in Matthew that he uses the word apostle. But he does use, that's the noun, he does use the verb send often. And then he said in verse 5, then Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, and he goes on down, and I'll pick that up a little later on, but he gave them instructions. This is instructions for the 12. This wasn't to the general public. It was instructions to the 12 about what they were to talk about and what they were to do. We saw there were very serious things there. But he ends it on, he talks about things like verse 22, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end will be saved. And when they persecute you in this city, go into another one. And in verse 25, it's enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Jesus was perfect, and they called him Beelzebub. Imagine imperfect disciples with their human faults and all that. We'd call it even worse. And he goes on down with very strong teaching. Verse 34, do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For a time, a man against his father, a daughter-in-law against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and it goes on down, and a man's enemies are those of his own household. So he talks about the price, that they're going to be despised and they're going to be troubled, and yet he ends it with a very positive in chapter 10 and verse 40. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. And he goes in verse 41, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of water only a cup of water, in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. In Scripture, and as in the diplomatic world, an ambassador represents his country, or represents who sent him. And Christ's disciples, Christ's apostles, represented Jesus Christ himself. And so the people who would respect them as his agents are respecting the one who sent him. And the one who respects Jesus is also respecting the Father who sent him. And it's a way that Christ is making this point. And I think that's pretty well understood, although I'm sure we can understand it better. Matthew recorded Jesus referring to the prophets in other places and righteous men. He said in Matthew 5:10-12, blessed are you which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. So here he's referring to the righteous, they persecute you for righteousness' sake, and also the prophets before us. And in Matthew 13, it's in the third discourse, he said, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear, for assuredly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men, again, Matthew links those two, desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. When we get to Matthew 23, which is the fifth discourse, we'll notice that the prophets and righteous men, refer to the prophets being persecuted five times in Matthew 23. So, and that was, of course, just before they killed him. So Jesus' point is here, the prophets and the righteous will be persecuted, but those who show them respect will be rewarded. And he said, he who receives a prophet, the name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man, the name of a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Now, he's mentioning reward. And I've emphasized this in past messages, but I think I'd go over it again to emphasize this thing of reward. A prophet's reward, a righteous man's reward, a reward giving for giving water to a little one. What exactly is that? Well, the Greek word for reward means reward. It also means dues. Thayer says dues paid for work, wages, hire, reward, used of the fruit naturally resulting from toils and endeavors. Vine's dictionary says primarily wages, hire, and then generally reward. Well, we know God's Spirit is a gift. It's not a reward. And we know eternal life is a gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So what's the reward? If it's not the Holy Spirit, that's a gift. Eternal life's a gift. What's a reward? Well, maybe it helps to remember Hebrews 11:6. It's a verse I think many of you would have memorized. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. And the word there is a conjugation of the word, the Greek word that we saw above, wages hire. It's a reward. And Jesus said, when Jesus Christ returns to the earth, he said he will bring his reward with him. You might want to look this up in Revelation 22 and verse 12.